This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Starting next hurricane season, North Carolina residents can expect to hear more than just a hurricane warning. They'll also be hearing warnings about storm surges, which the National Hurricane Center says is the actual biggest threat to life in a storm. Jamie Rome is a storm surge specialist at the National Hurricane Center, and he joins me now. In the past, how have hurricane watches and warnings been predicted and given out to the public?
So there's several hazards embedded in a hurricane. So there's wind and there's rain and there's storm surge and there's tornadoes. You know, we had warnings for tornadoes, obviously, and we have warning for rain. That's like flash flood warnings and things like that. But we didn't have a warning system for storm surge. And so the way that we try to handle that is through using the existing hurricane warning, which has been around for a long time, to encapsulate the total threat from wind and surge. But unfortunately, the wind and surge don't go together. They can arrive at different times. They can occur at different places. One can go where the other doesn't, and vice versa. And so that particular approach presented a challenge for the Hurricane Center. The other thing that we have found in working with social scientists and experts in how people interpret information is that storm surge, even though it's the largest killer in a hurricane, was sort of falling by the wayside in our messaging. Meaning, people were hearing wind when we were trying to say wind and surge.
As you say, you know, we hear a lot about winds with hurricanes, but that actually isn't the biggest threat.
No, it's actually water. When people hear hurricane, they think wind first and maybe water afterwards. We need to flip the paradigm, and when people hear a hurricane, they need to be thinking water first, storm surge and inland flooding, and then wind. Because it's water and drowning, which is taking the vast majority of lives during hurricane landfalls.
Is there something about North Carolina which would make these new type of storm surge warnings even more important?
Yeah, North Carolina is a classic example of where we need these types of new products and services. Because of the complex coastline, you know, you've got the Outer Banks, you've got the Sound, you've got Soundside flooding, you've got the flooding on the Outer Banks can be really different in one spot versus another. This makes communicating storm surge really, really hard in places like North Carolina. I can't just say, you know, storm surge is going to be bad in North Carolina, because in some places it's going to be catastrophic, and in the next community over it might not be so bad. So you have to have new and advanced mechanisms to communicate that nuance, that granularity.
So acknowledging that storm surge is an issue that has been passed aside a little bit because the big concern has been wind, what is the National Weather Service planning to do to address this issue?
Well, we've started an aggressive attempt to overhaul all our products and services with more explicit warning and messaging to really help isolate the areas that are vulnerable to life-threatening conditions, to really help people who are in the worst component of a hurricane take necessary actions to protect their life.
So now, as opposed to when we were hearing a hurricane warning with a wind warning, now we can expect to hear there's a storm surge watch or warning.
Correct. That's the goal beginning in 2015. And ultimately, when it's done, in a future hurricane, people will have hurricane watches and warnings and storm surge watches and warnings. And that will really help emergency managers refine their actions and focus on the areas that are going to be hardest hit, maybe potentially reducing over-evacuations and just really sort of digging in and focusing on the areas that are going to be the greatest impacts.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
All right. Take care.
Jamie Rome is a storm surge specialist at the National Hurricane Center. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.